So if you look at proportional reductions, disease-free survival overall, which included in-breast, local-regional, contralateral, and distant metastases, was reduced, the risk of recurrence was reduced by 42%, as was distant disease-free, that's metastasis, by 40%. Overall survival was not significant because this trial stopped on the consent form, the ethically approved consent form, promissory note to the patient to stop this trial if it was positive. The Data Safety Monitoring Committee saw that the p-value had crossed the stopping boundary of this trial, the pre-specified stopping boundary, an O'Brien-Fleming stopping boundary, together with that strong trend towards an overall survival advantage in all patients. And so the trial was stopped at the first interim analysis, a very rare thing to happen in a large trial such as this. In a pre-specified analysis of 2,600 and something patients with node positive disease, there was an overall survival advantage for all patients randomized to letrozole, with a reduction of 39%, an improvement in 39% in survival. And contralateral breast cancer is worth noting because you will recall that between year 5 and 10, after taking preventative tamoxifen in the Tony Howell IBIS-1 trial, there was an even greater reduction in the risk of new primary breast cancer after 5 years of preventative tamoxifen, 0 through 5. Between 5 and 10, once you stop the tamoxifen, there's this major reduction in the next 5 years. If you add the aromatase inhibitor on top of that, you add a further reduction on top of tamoxifen of 46% reduction in contralateral new primary. So a very powerful preventative effect on the contralateral new primary breast cancer risk rate in ER-positive breast cancer.